This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Leave only you. Praise the Lord. Drop him aboard now. Greeting you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Giving honor to all those that's on Facebook Live and on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line. I just want to say hello to my mom. I saw she joined, and my sister Tracy and my sister Kedra. Man, I'm so excited about this message today. So we're going to get started. As Joshua comes, he's going to read our opening scripture coming from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 to 7. Amen. Thank you, Joshua. Humble yourselves. That is the title of today. Humble yourselves. It says, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Man, this message is such a timely message, because as we think about our culture and the things that are going on in the world, or even in our personal lives, pride likes to set in. But God is telling us that we need to humble ourselves. I was on Facebook this week, and I tell you, I see this is the time of graduation. A lot of people are accomplishing things, and people are making comments that they are so proud. And boy, you can just see them sticking their chests out. But what really struck me is when I seen a Christian post this on Facebook, and I wanted to read this post because they saw nothing wrong with it. And then other Christians jumped on it and liked this post. And I'm telling you, the Lord spoke so clear to me and said, this is what we need to speak on. And here's the post. I want you to listen. It says, we are not all equal. Wow. I worked very hard my entire life to get what I have. Most of the people I know have too. I deserve where I am in life. I will not give up what I have earned so that someone who has not can feel equal, nor will I assume their debt. I have to pay my debt. I insist everyone else be held to the same standard. Wow. You know, that sounds so good on the surface, but thanks be to God that we didn't have to pay our debt. Jesus Christ paid a debt that we could not owe on the cross. Now, this person in this post simply talked about I. It reminded me of Satan when he was cast out of heaven. We know the scripture. It's coming from Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 15. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12.